with Lance Gilman at Northern Alliance Financial, customizing the strategy of your retirement plan is just one of his goals. With Lance Gilman and Northern Alliance Financial, there's so much more. It's a custom approach in taking the time to get to know you, to get to know your unique financial situation. Most importantly, finding out your retirement goals. That information is critical in creating your retirement plan. This involves building income for your retirement and proper protection with proactive tax strategies, long-term care and out-of-pocket health care protection, and knowing your legacy wishes. Building your retirement, and it never hurts to get that human touch. Holistic and customized retirement planning. It means so much. Call Lance Gilman at Northern Alliance Financial, 833-856-1384. 833-856-1384.
Investment advisory services are offered through Foundations Investment Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
The holiday season is upon us, so we're covering moments from your favorite Christmas movies and the financial planning lessons we can take from each. It all starts right now.
Hi, this is Coach Pete, and if you've got questions on how to properly structure your assets and build retirement income, you're in the right place. Welcome to the Financial Safari.
Hey, welcome in, everybody. This is Financial Safari. Derek Hewitt is here. I'm Steve Siddall, and we have got a big show planned for you today, all of with the holiday theme and the like. Northern Alliance Financial as well. You'll find Derek and his team and the team at Northern Alliance Financial. And nafinancialadvisors.com is the website. Derek, always a pleasure. How are you?
I'm doing great, Steve. I'm doing great. Always a pleasure. How are you?
Doing well, thank you. And I like where we're headed with this one. Like you said, holiday season is here. We're all sort of getting through to the end of the year. And so we thought we would take the things that we're watching on TV and movies right now that we do every year, right? It's the holiday movies. And so we're going to start with it kind of kicks off the season in my world anyway. And that is National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation. So I'm guessing we've all probably seen it maybe more than once. But we're going to set it up where they're in, suburban Chicago. The Griswold family first is just kind of what they're talking about.
Truth is, things ain't going too good at all. You know, I told you I borrowed the RV from my neighbor. We live in it. Had to sell off the house, the barn, the 10 acres. If only I had back the money that me and Catherine sent that TV preacher that was screwing the hockey player.
Eddie, Ellen and I want to help you give the kids a nice Christmas.
Clark, I couldn't do that.
No, we insist.
Oh, no, I'm not one for charity now.
Oh, I know that, Eddie. This isn't charity, it's family.
Boy, this is a surprise, Clark. This is just a real nice surprise. Here's a little list. Alphabetical, starting with Catherine. And if it wouldn't be too much, I'd like to get something for you, Clark. Something really nice.
Nice that he's using somebody else's money to buy a gift for the guy who's giving him the money.
He wouldn't be the only one that does that.
Oh, yeah. I know. So what's the takeaway from that? Obviously, Cousin Eddie is not doing so well, but at the same time. Even Clark is like, well, okay, I want to help out, but that's sort of the struggle, isn't it, of being able to help somebody, but you can't hurt yourself in the process.
Yeah, well, you really can't help anyone until you can help yourself, and then once you're in a position financially secure, then you can start looking at helping out others. And usually those others includes children, sometimes adult children. It's tough these days. I had clients come in the other week and, they're taking some money out of their retirement accounts. And they're able to. They checked with me if there was enough to really do it, it made sense. But they're going to basically gift both of their children $50,000 to help towards a down payment. Both children, adult children now, they're both adults, are doing well. Unfortunately, in this housing market, they just can't. They need help putting together a down payment.
Oh yeah, that's a tough thing.
It is. And that's pretty common, actually. They're not the only clients that I've had ask me about that. And I'm sure all over the country, it's pretty common. If you're in your 20s, you're looking to buy your first home. I know pharmacists are having a hard time finding a home here in Maine. And it's crazy. It's tough. But you got to be in a good position to do it. And you've got to be financially stable in order to help somebody else out. Because as you're going into retirement, if you put yourself in a bad situation, you may not be able to dig yourself out, and you know your adult children may not be able to help you out at that point either. So you want to make sure that you take care of yourself first, and then of course helping others is a great thing as
sure.
well.
Sure. And again, there, but again, not to your own detriment though. And I think sometimes, especially this time of the year, where we want to be generous with other people, and we sometimes, you know, pay a price ourselves.
Yeah. The other thing too is, you know, if someone's asking for help or for money, and depending on what they're asking for in the situation, sometimes you want to see, you know, what sort of habits got them into that, you know, especially with children. You know, if they need help with bills and, you know, they're just mismanaging money, then, you know, yeah, it's good to be able to help them out. But you need to get to the root of the problem and help them. You know, help them fix that as well,
of
because they're just going to keep coming back and asking for more.
Sure. Well, and again, that whole—I mean, we could get into a whole discussion about loaning money to family and or friends and just, you know, what could possibly go wrong.
Yeah, you know, don't consider it a loan if it's family. You might as well just assume, you know, it's good to get it back, but
yeah, but don't count on it.
What happens if you don't? Yeah.
Yeah, not the end of the world. 833-856-1384 is the number. So we're talking about some holiday movies, and one of the other ones is from Christmas Vacation. And this is one where the lesson is pretty clear. We don't count on something that you don't have, and that is precisely what Clark did with the Christmas bonus he was counting on.
My bonus.
Open it, Clarky. Open it.
With this bonus check, I'm putting in a swimming pool. I've been waiting for this bonus to make sure the pool goes in as soon as the ground thaws. I had to lay out the money in advance, and until this little miracle arrived, I didn't have enough in my account to cover the check I wrote. There's enough left over. I'm going to fly you all down here to help us dedicate it.
I can't swim, Clark.
Clark, what's wrong? What is it?
It's a 1-year membership in the Jelly of the Month Club.
Oh, God.
Clark, that's the gift that keeps on giving the whole year.
Cousin Eddie, always there with a bright spot.
Yeah, it's important, obviously. First of all, it's very generous to be giving all that money out. But yeah, you need to make sure you have the money before you start spending it. And that's, I think it's a lesson people should learn very early on. Yeah, unless you see it in your account, it's not there, you know, and especially somebody that's, you know, in some sort of commission sales, which is pretty common. There's a lot of folks that do that and make a good amount of income there. But you don't want to count a sale or a commission coming in before you've actually seen the money in your account, because so much can happen. And you really don't want to be kind of going day to day. You know, it's good to really put money towards an emergency fund, I think, is one of the most important things. And then you can start thinking about some of the things you might want to spend money on after you've done that and you're contributing to your retirement accounts.
Okay. And that's really kind of what it's all about as well. And so the takeaway from all this is what? What are your thoughts?
Well, I mean, at the end of the day, it's good to help family, and it's a great gift to be able to help somebody out in need, but just make sure you're able to help yourself first. And the other thing is, just don't count your chickens before they hatch.
Exactly.
That's
that's the main one right there. 833-856-1384 is the number to call, folks. And nafinancialadvisors.com is the website, and on that website you can find out about all of the seminars that you guys are doing. And I know during the holidays there isn't a lot going on, but kicking off the new year, you guys are booked.
Yeah, we are in the process of putting together our schedule for next year, and it's going to be busy, and we will be all over the state of Maine. And so what I would encourage the listeners that are listening today that are interested in attending, I would encourage them to go to the website or give us a call. And then, you know, some of it's not going to be up on the website yet because we're still putting the year together. But I'm sure we're going to have something in your area, and what seminar we're having and at what time. You know, give us a call. We're happy to accommodate you and let you know what's coming up, and then let you know when we do have something in the area.
Sure. 833-856-1384 is the number. You can leave your information and make sure that you are made aware of the next one that becomes available. And with that in mind, we're talking about the seminars that you guys do. And again, people can just come on in and, you know, you don't have to go to the seminar. They can just call you, come on in, sit down and have that conversation, huh?
And that's what we offer, you know, and that's what we offer at the workshops, too. I always say, you know, these are education workshops. We're not selling anything. You're not going to walk out with a timeshare in Costa Rica. The only
well,
thing at the
good.
End that's going to, yeah. So, you know, the only thing at the end is an opportunity to sit down with an advisor for a no-fee consultation to see if you're in good shape. And we also offer with some of the workshops an opportunity to sit down with a estate planning attorney as well. And now that offer standing, and if you can't attend a workshop, you know, we're happy to at least have a conversation with you and see if we can help you or point you in the right direction.
But having that estate planning attorney and that opportunity to sit down with him, that, I mean, that's a big deal. And I think people often don't sometimes will underestimate the importance of estate planning. They think, well, I've got a house, I don't have an estate. Yeah, but you do.
Mm. Yeah, you do. You do. And if you have kids, yes. Especially more than one, then, you know, it's, I mean, I know the estate planning attorneys that we have relationships with, they've got stories after stories of situations where nothing could go wrong. You know, the kids get along and then, you know, it didn't work out that way. It's many, many times that happens. And so, you know, just do yourself a favor, your family a favor, and just put something in place. You know, it's going to be beneficial for everybody. And the other thing too to keep in mind is, you know, is this a 5-year look back right now? Okay. And so anything that you do, any moves you make monetarily to try to set yourself up for, you know, for your estate plan, whether you do a trust or whatever it may be, you know, there's a 5-year look back. And so it really doesn't come into play until 5 years after everything is done. So you just need to keep that in mind. And as you're getting older, yeah, old age is something that can drive someone into long-term care. Frailty is, I think, one of the number one things that are putting people into, you know, into long-term care. But there's always just the freak accident that you get in driving home one day and you're 55 years old and now you're going to need rehabilitative care. You just never know. So it's just a good idea to kind of get your things in place. And an estate plan, just like a financial plan, is something that is always evolving and changing. And so it's, you know, it's just good to get something in writing and kind of start to work towards something.
Sure. All right, Derek, let's go ahead and take a quick break and invite folks to call, and we will continue our conversation right after this.
It's more important than ever to make sure that you and your family have access to a fiduciary financial planning team. Our holistic planning process takes a look at your entire financial picture. We break it down to an easily understandable financial review and confirm that you have enough to last the rest of your life, and also that you'll be able to have a ton of fun. That's at least what we want you to be able to do. So as a thank you for listening to the show, we'll perform a complimentary financial review of your portfolio and see if you might need a more comprehensive plan. That review begins with us listening to you. We want to know what your main concerns are, what your worries are in regards to your financial planning future, whether that's outliving your money, deciding what Social Security strategy to choose, recognizing the amount of fees that you're currently paying, or you want to be more tax efficient. Our advisors at Northern Alliance Financial will collaborate and put together our best ideas specific for you. And as a thank you for listening to the show today, we'll perform that easily understandable financial review completely complimentary. How can we put you in a better financial position?
Hey, that sounds great, folks. Here it is, a great opportunity for you to come on in, sit down, and really get that financial roadmap put together once and for all. It's a great way for you to have a true, practical financial review. And again, there's no cost, there's no obligation. Just give us a call, 833-856-1384. You'll get that comprehensive financial review. You'll see where you are today. But more importantly, it does become that roadmap that can help get you to where you need to be. So you've really got nothing to lose. Just give us a call, 833-856-1384, 833-856-1384. A quick break for us. We are coming right back with more Financial Safari with Derek Hewitt right after this.
When we come back, we cover a few more holiday-themed financial planning mistakes from Hollywood. We'll be back in 30 seconds.
How's the market doing?
It's fine.
How's the market doing now?
The same as it was 5 seconds ago.
Stop worrying about market volatility. A good retirement plan will keep you from panicking. Get that solid retirement plan with lifetime income and protection from retirement pitfalls. Call Lance Gilman at Northern Alliance Financial, 833-856-1384, 833-856-1384.
Hey, we are back on Financial Safari. I'm Steve Siddall, and Derek Hewitt is here. Derek is an, well, he's independent. He's a fiduciary. Of course, you're a fiduciary firm at Northern Alliance Financial and nafinancialadvisors.com. You've been doing this for a good long while, Derek. How have things changed for you?
Well, you know, the environment has changed considerably, and I mean, I'm sure the listeners don't need me to tell them that. They just by just going through everyday life, you can see what I'm talking about. But
sure.
I mean, inflation is, you know, it did peak, you know, over a year ago, but it's starting to come down. So things are starting to get back to, I guess, somewhat normal. But there's just a lot of what ifs out there. There's a lot of things that can scare somebody, you know, whether it be, you know, possible war over in, you know, Israel or, you know, the Ukraine-Russia thing or anything else that may be happening. There's just so much going on. And so it's really good to just have an understanding and how that may or may not affect your accounts. And the other thing, too, is to understand that there's always going to be these what ifs. There's always going to be these things happening, you know, and volatility is here to stay. So you have to be committed for the long term when you're investing and understand that there's going to be ups and downs and just make sure that you're positioned correctly. And, you know, you have somebody that is working with you to help you do that.
Sure. 833-856-1384. We're going to go back to Hollywood, talk about some more clips. This time it's not from a movie, but it's from The Office, where Michael Scott is talking about the importance of gift giving and what it really means.
Presents are the best way to show someone how much you care. It is like this tangible thing that you can point to and say, hey, man, I love you this many dollars worth.
Again, not necessarily the best advice there, but at some level, that's what gets us in trouble. We want to take care of our kids or we want to take care of our grandkids, and we may not be ready for retirement ourselves, but we still end up getting ourselves further behind by giving to the, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And it's just, it goes back to what we were talking about on the, you know, the previous section is just, you need to make sure that you have your ducks in a row and you're good to go before you, you know, try to help out others. Because, you know, really, if you're putting yourself in a much worse situation, then you're going to end up needing help yourself in the future and you may not get it. So, you know, just keep in mind that, you know, well, it's good to help others and it's a great thing to do, especially your children, which you want to help. You know, sometimes you have to do it in reason, because when you retire and you're no longer working, and you no longer have that money coming in, you know, that's a scary thought if you have a lot less than what you thought because you gave money away, whether it be college or those sort of things.
Sure.
You know, it's just, you just got to make sure that you're really taking your best interest at heart before you start helping others.
Oh, yeah,
really.
Absolutely. Well, and again, I mean, overspending, especially at the holidays, not an uncommon thing. It's best if you can start. So, I mean, you know, you should start thinking, I mean, I know this sounds silly, but start thinking about, you know, Christmas presents and the budget maybe back in June or even earlier. And so by the time December rolls around, you can just spend what you need to spend because you've saved it.
Yeah. And just have an understanding of what you're looking to spend. You know, give yourself, you said it right there. Give yourself a budget, how much you're going to spend on Christmas, and then stick to it. And then if you need to start early, you can start early. You know, one of the things that's happening recently is the Americans are having a hard time. You know, they're still spending, but it's all going on credit card debt. I mean, the national credit card debt is higher than it's ever been. And, you know, student loan payments are coming due. And so things are going to change. And retailers know that. So what they're doing now is they're really extending these discounts and really trying to, you know, do everything they can to keep people to keep on spending. So, you know, you just look around. You may find some pretty good deals or offers out there, you know, as well. So
sure.
Something to keep in mind.
Well, in the case of Michael, of course, he does overspend, and then he felt that this is his solution for his overspending.
I declare bankruptcy!
You can't just say the word bankruptcy and expect anything to happen.
I didn't say it. I declared it.
He declared it, for goodness sake.
That's a big difference. Yeah.
Big difference. Well, I mean, again, that's a route that you don't want to go. That just sort of destroys everything.
You don't. And, you know, things have changed considerably since, you know, I don't know what year it's before 2010, but the bankruptcy laws have changed. And so it's a little bit more difficult. You can certainly claim bankruptcy, but it used to be a situation where you could claim bankruptcy and you could really pretty much get rid of all of your debt. Now you have that on your record, and that's not a great thing to have because it's going to haunt you for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
But you could. Now it's not so easy. You know, they will still set up a payment plan that you'll have to pay your creditors based on your income, and you can't just kind of just charge everything off, go through bankruptcy, and say I'm good to go. So it's a little bit more convoluted now than it was before. But again, you really don't want to go down that way if you don't have to.
Yeah.
You know, for some people, they don't have a choice. You know, medical debt and things are something that would certainly do that. But if you make, you know, like Michael, if you're making decisions like he is,
yes.
Well, it was, you know, certainly, you know, you had a choice and you kind of, you know, you just overspent.
Right. Well, in his case, in this episode, he was, he spent $200 on a iPad or pod or whatever it was when the limit was $20.
Yeah.
So,
yeah,
I mean,
I
you know,
that, yeah.
Yeah, it's like, well, what the heck? So, I mean, again, the lessons learned here, I know, are overly simple, but what it is stuff to think about, especially this time of year. Don't get yourself caught up in that.
Yeah. No, just like I said, well, like you said, or just to stick to a budget and then, you know, and just really stick to it. And then, you know, if helping others or giving during this time of the year is something you want to do, which, you know, I do, and I'm sure a lot of people do.
Oh, of course.
Then include that in your budget. You know, just make sure you have an understanding of what you can spend and stick to it.
Well, and again, the budget is really a key piece of planning for retirement. That's something that you guys address early on in the process. And so with that in mind, let's go to one more Christmas classic movie. This time it's George Bailey from the 1946 classic, It's a Wonderful Life.
Don't you see what's happening? Potter isn't selling, Potter's buying. And why? Because we're panicky and he's not, that's why. Now, we can get through this thing, all right. We've got to stick together, though. We've got to have faith in each other.
But my husband hasn't worked in over a year, and I need money.
How am I going to live until the bank opens?
I got Dr. Bruce to pay.
So, I mean, again, that was the run on the bank, right, from the movie. Mm-hmm. And, you know, George Bailey does the character does so much, and people don't realize how obviously what he's really feeling. But the point is, how do we deal with that in terms of, you know, I need this, but how, you know?
Well, that goes back to just having an emergency fund and having a plan in place, because, you know, having an emergency fund, I like to tell folks, you know, 6 to 12 months is a good target, you know, possibly even 12. And if you have that, then although it's going to be stressful going through, you know, situations like the one we just listened to, it does give you options. And it also gives you options in other times when, you know, let's just say that the market is not doing so well. And, you know, if you can hold off taking from the market, you know, so that way they can regain in a reasonable time, you take money out from your emergency fund, and then you can restock that as, you know, things turn around, which they always will.
Sure.
It's just a matter of how long that's going to be. So 6 to 12 months of an emergency fund is going to give you some options. It's not going to solve everything, but is certainly going to help.
Well, again, I mean, just knowing that it's there, to me anyway, it's, you know, I can sleep. Right. I mean, knowing that
exactly
that I'm not, you know, if something happens, I'm not going to, you know, I won't fall off the edge of the cliff.
Yeah. I mean, just something like, you know, say you got to get a new roof or something.
Well, yeah. I mean, there's any number of things.
It's, you know, it's not a situation where you can hold off doing it. And instead of going and trying to get a loan or paying these high rates that are there now.
Right.
You have that emergency fund there that you can at least dip into for part of it. So,
well,
yeah.
And, you know, I mean, these days, you know, she was talking about doctor bills. And I mean, if you've got a high deductible plan, you can make use of the HSA, and which is a great way to pay medical bills because, you know, that's a tax. I mean, that's a win-win-win.
Yeah, an HSA is a great, great tool to have, obviously, because of those reasons, but also because if you don't end up spending the money, you can carry that into Medicare and use that during, you know, your Medicare years as well. So, you know, even if you don't necessarily use it and you end up with a pretty high amount in there in your HSA, you can carry that in Medicare and you can use that for your Medicare expenses as well. So it'll get used at some point. If it doesn't get used now, it'll get used in the future.
Sure. Well, I mean, to me, one of the things, if you want to give yourself a great gift, folks, that won't cost anything, that is give Derek a call and come on in and talk about it, right? I mean, that really is the best gift of all, because you're going to set yourself up on a path that takes you into retirement.
Yeah, you know, I mean, if you have a plan in place already, or you don't have a plan at all, come in, give us a call. Regardless, we can have a conversation and, you know, we can see if we can put you in the right spot or put you in the right, you know, in the right plan and make sure that we have things lined up for you. So, you know, somebody that already has a plan and an advisor, you know, sometimes a second opinion isn't always a bad thing.
Sure.
You know, you've, especially if you've had the same advisor for a while and you're not sure if you're in a good spot or not, because, you know, sometimes people just don't question it. They just go with the flow and kind of just let things go. But, you know, sometimes it can be pretty eye-opening when we meet with folks that are, you know, that they had the same advisor for many years, and we start to uncover things they may not have uncovered themselves, which are, you know, fees and risks that they didn't realize they have. And, you know, so it's a good idea to talk to somebody, a fiduciary, who has your best interests at heart.
Sure. Well, folks, if you'd like to do that, now's the time to give us a call, 833-856-1384. In fact, let's take a quick break and let folks give us a call.
It's more important than ever to make sure that you and your family have access to a fiduciary financial planning team. Our holistic planning process takes a look at your entire financial picture. We break it down to an easily understandable financial review and confirm that you have enough to last the rest of your life, and also that you'll be able to have a ton of fun. That's at least what we want you to be able to do. So as a thank you for listening to the show, we'll perform a complimentary financial review of your portfolio and see if you might need a more comprehensive plan. That review begins with us listening to you. We want to know what your main concerns are, what your worries are in regards to your financial planning future, whether that's outliving your money, deciding what Social Security strategy to choose, recognizing the amount of fees that you're currently paying, or you want to be more tax efficient. Our advisors at Northern Alliance Financial will collaborate and put together our best ideas specific for you. And as a thank you for listening to the show today, we'll perform that easily understandable financial review completely complimentary. How can we put you in a better financial position?
Hey, that sounds fantastic, folks. Let Derek take a deep dive and find out for you. Tax liabilities, always a concern. And of course, creating a lifetime retirement income plan that includes maximizing that Social Security benefit. Take advantage of this complimentary review by calling us right now, 833-856-1384. 833-856-1384. A quick break for us. We're coming back. More to talk about here on the Financial Safari with Derek Hewitt.
Coming up, we learn lessons from the retirement planning ghost of Christmas past and present so we can apply them to the future.
This is such a blow to investors. You know what? Right now, breaking news to your stocks all around the world.
It takes courage to face up to things like volatile markets and Wall Street money traps. If you're unsure, worried, or losing sleep about your money, do something about it. Call Lance Gilman and the team at Northern Alliance Financial at 833-856-1384. Again, that's 833-856-1384.
Hey, welcome in, everybody. This is Financial Safari, continuing with Derek Hewitt. I'm Steve Siddall, and I like this. Christmas past and present, and then we can plan it for the future. I like that, huh?
Yeah. You know, history has a tendency to repeat itself, so it's good to look back.
Right. And I mean, it is. It's better to look to the future rather than hanging on to the past. Yep. I mean, not that we can learn from the past, and I think that's important that we do. But at the same time, well, let's look ahead. Let's figure out what we can do. And one of the things that you know, enters into this is market conditions overall. And we certainly have become a global economy, haven't we?
Absolutely. It's you know, it's everything affects, you know, what's going on in the market. And, you know, you look at, you know, wars going overseas, you look at, you know, OPEC making oil cuts, more cuts to their, you know, daily production, you know, there's everything. You look at what's happening in Argentina with them, you know, that situation, inflation's 140%, some crazy number. So this all affects us, really. It affects you differently depending on where you're allocated. And that's something you really need to talk to an advisor about, you know, or if you do it yourself, you need to look at, because there's no way to eliminate risk completely when you're in the market, but there are ways to address it and try to lower it. And there's different things to do. You want to make sure you don't have all your eggs in one basket. That's one thing. And make sure you're spread out and that, you know, if there are some risks there, that, you know, you make some proper moves to try to account for them.
Sure. Well, and again, one of the other things that can enter in terms of us, you know, dealing with the past, looking for the future, is Social Security. And making that decision is probably one of the most, if not the most important decision a couple will make going into retirement, just to make sure you maximize that benefit. Because, I mean, you know, I just read a story recently about how people are not maximizing the benefit, and just because they don't know.
Yeah, it's common for people to come into my office, you know, quite often. And, you know, it might be somebody that's, you know, 65 years old, and they've been collecting since 62. And I'll ask them, you know, they retired at 65 and they, you know, they started collecting at 62. And, you know, I'll ask why did you start collecting that? What was the reason? And oftentimes it's just that I thought, you know, I just called and they told me that I could file. So Sometimes people don't understand that there are strategies. Now, a lot of them have been eliminated, but there are things that you can do to maximize that benefit. And one of the easiest things you can do is hold off taking the benefit if you don't need it. That is just the easiest because, you know, if you start collecting, let's just say 62, you get about a 30% reduction from what your full benefit would be at 67.
30%?
So you're getting about a 30% reduction. Yeah, so you get that reduction. Plus, if you're working full time, you're going to get a significant decrease in what your benefit actually is going to pay out to you. So I believe it's a little over $21,000 you can earn this year if you collect before your full retirement age, which is 67. So if you collect before 67 and you make, let's just say, $50,000, $60,000, $70,000 a year, for every $2 over that $21,000 and change benefit that you're allowed to earn, you have a dollar reduction on your Social Security benefit. So now you're getting a 30% reduction, plus you're getting the reduction from going well over the earnings test. And, you know, so it ends up being quite a bit less. Now, keep in mind that earnings test, that reduction you get, that all comes back to you when you hit full retirement age. But, you know, you still have that 30% reduction to deal with that.
Yeah.
If you didn't need the money, don't take it.
Right, exactly. And again, it's just worth having a discussion to, you know, because there may be a better way to do it than what you were thinking. And that's the point of working with an independent fiduciary advisor like Derek, who can understand and who does understand and can help walk us through this process. It's a big deal.
It is. And it's such a big deal that we will often incorporate Social Security planning into part of the appointment process. And
okay.
What I mean by that is, yeah, an initial consultation, somebody ends up coming in, they're invited to come into the office, sit down, they're going to get an email, it's going to explain what to bring, obviously statements, recent statements, you know, hopes, goals, income, you know, questions they have. But another thing we're going to do is have them go to ssa.gov and do a benefits estimator to see what their benefits may look like, because we're going to incorporate that into part of the appointment process. And on the second appointment, you know, we're going to go over the Social Security report that we'll put together, which will just give us some strategies and ideas to look at before planning, you know, or as part of your retirement planning process, because it's going to be a big piece of your retirement for most people.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you only file once typically. So,
right.
You know, you want to file right.
Yeah, exactly. And folks, just make sure that you're doing that by giving us a call, 833-856-1384. Okay, here's another happy topic, taxes. But we do have to deal with taxes at retirement. I mean, the paycheck stops, but taxes and bills don't.
Yeah, taxes are here to stay. I'm sure most listeners would agree with me that they'll go up. They have to. And so with that in mind, what do you do? Well, sometimes there are things we can do. Sometimes there's things we can't do. And it just depends on where you are income-wise. But it makes sense to keep tax mitigation in mind and make sure that we can do everything we can to keep the tax, you know, the tax consequences low. And so what that means is it can be something as simple as, you know, I have, you know, a client that needs to take out some money. Okay, they need the roof, whatever it may be. And we have different buckets of money to take from. And, you know, we may take from the brokerage account, that's the taxable account where they've already paid the taxes, instead of pulling it from their IRA, because maybe their tax bracket right now is 12%, and we don't want to push them into another bracket. So if we take it from the brokerage account, you know, that can be accomplished along with the Roth. So there are things that ongoing conversations we need to have to make sure that we are doing things in a tax efficient manner And it all goes back to just spreading things out and not having everything in that qualified bucket. And by qualified, I mean pre-tax, you know,
right?
Because then when you turn 73, you've got to take required minimum distributions out. And listen, you know, it's good. They keep pushing those ages back, and it's good for a lot of folks, and, you know, they're happy about it. But, you know, eventually you're going to have to start taking that money out. And the more money you have there, the more you're going to have to take out. And so you need to keep in mind, this is going to affect other things as well. And it could affect your Part B premium for Medicare, you know, and so sometimes something just as simple as starting to take out a little bit every year might be beneficial. Not for everybody, but like I said, everybody's situation is different. So it's certainly worth looking at.
Sure. And we have to take a look at inflation. And inflation, I mean, you know, a year ago it was out of control. It has certainly come down, but it's still up. And the grocery store is still a nightmare for most of us, and having to pay, you know, twice what we were paying. And how do we deal with that? How does that impact us?
Yeah, you know, so inflation, you know, the latest report had, you know, the Fed's preferred inflation measure is the personal consumptions expenditure index. And that the core number, which is when you take out energy and food, which is crazy because those are two things that really impact, you know, everybody's wallets day to day. But when you take those out, you're looking at 3.5%. They're trying to get that down to 2%. Now, that 3.5%, you know, yeah, I don't know if that necessarily applies to a lot of things because food is certainly higher. Shelter is much higher. That's the biggest thing there. That's still much higher than it should be. And, you know, so you have to just take these things into consideration. And even in a better year, you know, we're going to account for at least 3% inflation. And you know, we certainly have to make adjustments, you know, when we deal with times like we did last year. But yeah, inflation has to be taken into consideration. And sometimes you just have to explain to people how important it is. And, you know, what I mean by that is, you know, sometimes what will happen is, you know, I'll have somebody come in and they were scared back in 2008, 2009. They put all their money in cash. You know, by their money, I mean their retirement funds. So they're sitting in cash accounts and, you know, still there. And, you know, you got to explain to them that you need to get some growth there because, you know, $100,000 10 years from now is not the same as $100,000 now.
No,
so if
not
you're not
even
accounting for inflation, yeah, you're going to have a hard time in retirement.
Sure. Well, and then just before we run out of time, long-term care, I know that's a bigger discussion, but we've got to take that into account. And especially coming up next year, 2024, biggest year for baby boomers turning 65. And again, when you look at the numbers, what does it say? Baby boomers, 7 out of 10 will require long-term care. I mean, we've got to talk about it.
Yeah, it has to be addressed. And there are different ways to address that. You know, when we sit down with potential clients and are people just coming in for a second opinion on that first appointment, we're going to talk about what their long-term care plans currently are that are in place. And for most people, they don't have long-term care plans. And
right.
Most people don't have them. And they're expensive. They're tough to get now. You know, the sweet spot to get them is, I would say, in your early 50s. You know, late 40s is great, but, you know, it's tough because at that point in time, you're still raising children and you just can't afford it. And so when the time comes to actually start thinking about it, it tends to be very expensive. And even if you budget in long-term care, it's tough because they can raise the rates and they will raise the rates, but it's still a concern. And so for most people, you know, I always recommend at least sitting down with an estate planning attorney and we'll set that up and talk to them about some long-term care options, some way to protect your assets and more importantly, protect your assets for the spouse if you go in, because here in the state of Maine, you have to spend down to almost nothing. And it just doesn't leave much left for your spouse if you end up in long-term care.
Sure. Well, again, these are all things to have a discussion with Derek about, and I would invite you to call right now and make that happen.
It's more important than ever to make sure that you and your family have access to a fiduciary financial planning team. Our holistic planning process takes a look at your entire financial picture. We break it down to an easily understandable financial review and confirm that you have enough to last the rest of your life and also that you'll be able to have a ton of fun. That's at least what we want you to be able to do. So as a thank you for listening to the show, we'll perform a complimentary financial review of your portfolio and see if you might need a more comprehensive plan. That review begins with us listening to you. We want to know what your main concerns are, what your worries are, in regards to your financial planning future, whether that's outliving your money, deciding what Social Security strategy to choose, recognizing the amount of fees that you're currently paying, or you want to be more tax efficient. Our advisors at Northern Alliance Financial will collaborate and put together our best ideas specific for you. And as a thank you for listening to the show today, we'll perform that easily understandable financial review completely complimentary. How can we put you in a better financial position?
Folks, here it is. While we give you an opportunity to review your individual circumstances, no cost, no obligation, you can find out how much risk you're taking. What about red flags that might be a problem for you down the line? Do you really know how much you're paying in fees or commissions? And tax liabilities, and of course, lifetime retirement income that includes maximizing your Social Security benefit. If you want to take advantage of this complimentary review, it starts with a phone call, 833-856-1384. 833-856-1384. Quick break. We're back. Another segment to go here on Financial Safari with Derek Hewitt.
It's the most wonderful time of the show. When we come back, we're answering questions from listeners and more. Stick around.
In life, there are defining moments.
You may kiss the bride.
You got the job, buddy!
Retirement is one of those standout, exhilarating times.
Carpe diem. Seize the day.
Meet at no cost with our local independent team who are here to help coach you along this journey. Call Lance Gilman, 833-856-1384. That's 833-856-1384.
And we're back on Financial Safari. I'm Steve Siddall and Derek Hewitt is here. Derek has been helping folks get to retirement for more than 10 years. You are from Maine. You stay in Maine. This is home.
Yes, it is. I'm born and raised here. And actually, all of our advisors are born and raised here and familiar with this atmosphere. And, you know, Maine's a different place. And, you know, I don't see myself going anywhere. It's one of the best places to raise a family. And so that's why I'm staying here. And yeah, born and raised here, very understanding of the, you know, the people here and just the way things work. And, you know, I think that our team here brings a lot of experience all over the state.
Sure.
You know, as our listeners know, Maine is a very big state. So there's a lot of area to cover.
Exactly. And but the thing is, as you said, all of, you know, the whole staff is, you know, born, raised in Maine, from Maine. And you said it is a different place. And I do think that that's true. I mean, I grew up in Minnesota. And I mean, there was, you know, people came, people went, people, you know what I mean? But Maine, you seem to be having, I mean, again, it seems to be a little more, I don't know, solid.
It does. And, you know, it's not like we wouldn't work with an advisor that, you know, has lived here for a while, but not raised here. But it's just happened to be that every one of us are born and raised here all over the state, really, as well. You know, we have some of the advisors are more central and northern, and two of us are more in southern Maine, Saco, you know, Scarborough, Portland area.
Yeah.
But we've been here. I love it here and love what we do. And, you know, you say independent, and we are independent, but we really work as a team. We have a team of knowledge. And, you know, I may be sitting down and talking to somebody, but, you know, we talk about everything as a team and, you know, come up with solutions and bounce ideas off of each other all the time. So, you know, when you're working with one of us, you may sit down with one of us, but you've got a team of fiduciaries behind you.
Sure. And that's important. Independent fiduciaries. I mean, you guys, you know, you're looking out for us. That's the main thing.
Absolutely. I tell them, you know, listen, like I want to make sure we put you in a good spot, you know, or a better spot than you're in. And if someone is in a good shape, and I don't think there's much value that we can add because they've already done everything they need to do, we'll tell you that. And we'll just say, listen, things look good. I wouldn't change anything. And people like to hear that. So, you know, we're going to be honest and we're going to let you know what we think. And if there's some things in or areas that need improvement, we're going to talk about that. But more importantly, we're going to educate you as to what it is we see and what we think you should do. It's not a matter of us just telling you what you should do. We're very big on education. That's why we run the workshops. That's why we do these things.
Mm-hmm.
And we hold that true to every appointment we run.
Of course, 833-856-1384 is how you can get involved, folks. Let's jump into some questions here. Lynn has a question. She's in Westbrook. Lynn says, What do you cash in first, IRAs or non-IRAs? My husband and I will wind up with a gap of 4 to 6 years between retirement and claiming Social Security. Should we cash the IRAs or the non-IRAs, mainly 401ks and money market accounts? We will have no other income, and I'm just wondering if we cash our IRAs first or last, they are traditional IRAs.
Yeah, you know, Lynn, it's tough to give you an answer here. I need a little bit more information. But one of the things that is really important is to look at what the income is going to be now and when you start claiming Social Security. Is there going to be a big difference in income? Because it really depends on that. Now, if your income is lower, I would recommend cashing the IRAs out because those are obviously all pre-tax, meaning everything is going to be taxable. You might as well take the tax hit now when you're in a lower bracket and go through those personally. You know, but it just really depends on what that bracket is, what your income levels are. And so, yeah, if the income levels are low, I would start working on the IRAs first personally. Mm-hmm. But then you also have to take into consideration where those accounts are invested as well. So sure. If those IRAs say those IRAs are down considerably and, you know, the other accounts aren't, well, then maybe it makes sense to grab from the other ones, give those a chance to recover. And this goes back to just having, you know, different buckets, different areas to take from, which we stress with all of our clients and sure. We try to do.
Well, that's the bucketing strategy. I mean, that just seems to make sense and work for so many people.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's just gives you, sometimes people come in confused because they have money and options. They just don't know what to do. And I said, well, that's a good thing. At least you have money and options. Now let's figure out what the best thing to do is.
Of course. All right, Lynn, give us a call. 833-856-1384 is the number. Olive in Buxton. Olive says, had recently transferred my Roth IRA to a new brokerage firm. The original Roth was opened 10 years ago with yearly contributions. Does the 5-year clock for withdrawals restart with the new Roth IRA account?
Yeah, you know, so the answer is quite simple. The 5-year clock does not restart.
Oh, okay? Good to know.
It doesn't start. Yeah. You know, that 5-year clock starts with your first contribution. And so rollovers, transfers from one Roth IRA to another do not reset the clock. So you do not have to worry about that clock restarting.
Okay, well, that's good to know because, I mean, that whole 5-year rule and whether it's a Roth 401k or a Roth IRA, I mean, again, there's different rules.
Yeah, yeah. And that's also on, you know, there are different rules and you got to keep in mind that's also on the, you know, on the earnings, on the interest.
Oh, yeah, sure.
So, yeah. So that's the other thing as well. But a Roth is such a great tool and a great thing to have. And for anybody listening, if you don't have one, even if you're, you know, let's say you've only got 5-10 years left in until you retire, you haven't done anything in a Roth. If you've got a Roth option in your employer plan, which a lot of them are starting to incorporate, put something in it. And I often tell as much as you can afford, because you're just going to take the tax hit now, and then you have that, you know, the earnings and the interest is going to be tax-free. Mm-hmm. So it's a good tool to have.
Sure. Absolutely. 833-856-1384. Olive, give us a call. Walter is in Gray, and Walter says, I have a vested pension that I can take at either 55 for $1,700 a month or at 60 for $2,000 a month. I plan on working until 65, so the current strategy is to invest the entire monthly pension payment while I'm still working because I shouldn't need it. By my calculations, the break-even isn't until around age 89. Now, even without considering investment returns, is there any possible reason to wait until 60?
Well, you know, Walter, first of all, congratulations, because, you know, pensions are going by the wayside and we don't see them very often anymore. I would say less than 10% of people coming in have pension options. So it's a good tool to have, and it certainly works well along with Social Security. With that being said, this is another thing that knowing, you know, Walter, your tax bracket would be a very, very helpful thing. And so it's tough for me to tell you exactly. I like your idea. You don't need the money. Invest it even in a, you know, an average return of, you know, anywhere between 5 to 7 or 5 to 8%. You'll get some growth there. But if you don't need the money and your tax bracket is quite high, then you're going to end up paying, you get that reduction, first of all, because you're taking it earlier, and then you're going to end up paying more in taxes. And so it might not make sense. The other thing, too, is if you're working until 65, I wonder if there's a 65 option to start collecting. Because if your bracket or, you know, your tax bracket is is such so different that it's high now and then it won't be even close in retirement, you might be better off waiting until retirement to do it. But it, again, it all goes back to what your bracket looks like. And okay. So we really need to know that information, Walter, in order to tell you exactly what you should do. But I do like the fact that you are going to invest it instead of just sitting it in a savings account and slowly or safely losing money.
Exactly. 833-856-1384. Walter, give us a call. Let's see, we've got time for one more. Stan in Hollowell. Stan says, is it possible to roll over a simple IRA to a Roth IRA?
Yeah. You can absolutely do that. But you need to be careful of a rule, specifically with simples. And the rule is that you have a 2-year window from when you first participated in the plan. So keep that in mind, 2 years. So when you started participating in the plan, there's a 2-year clock. During that 2-year clock, you cannot move the money anywhere else other than another simple. And you want to really make sure you stick to that because the taxes and I guess the penalty is quite significant. And what that is if you're under the 59.5 and within 2 years you go ahead and do that, you're going to be paying a 25% tax on that. And if you are over 59.5, then the entire gross amount is going to be counted towards your income for the year. You'll be taxable for the year.
Okay.
So you need to make sure that you are mindful of when you started that. And after the 2 years, yeah, you can absolutely do it. And obviously, of course, when you go into the Roth IRA, understand that there are going to be taxes because that's going to be considered income at that point too.
Of course.
So,
all right, Stan, give us a call, 833-856-1384. And on that note, we need to call it a show. Derek, let's go ahead and invite folks to call one last time.
It's more important than ever to make sure that you and your family have access to a fiduciary financial planning team. Our holistic planning process takes a look at your entire financial picture. We break it down to an easily understandable financial review and confirm that you have enough to last the rest of your life and also that you'll be able to have a ton of fun. That's at least what we want you to be able to do. So as a thank you for listening to the show, we'll perform a complimentary financial review of your portfolio and see if you might need a more comprehensive plan. That review begins with us listening to you. We want to know what your main concerns are, what your worries are in regards to your financial planning future, whether that's outliving your money, deciding what Social Security strategy to choose, recognizing the amount of fees that you're currently paying, or you want to be more tax efficient. Our advisors at Northern Alliance Financial will collaborate and put together our best ideas specific for you. And as a thank you for listening to the show today, we'll perform that easily understandable financial review completely complimentary. How can we put you in a better financial position?
That sounds great, folks. Go ahead. There's no cost, no obligation to help you get a better handle on your financial situation. You can find out what your investments are costing you because of, well, high fees or commissions. Tax implications? Yes, that will be discussed. And securely generating income from your retirement once you move into retirement. Call us right now and find out. 833-856-1384. 833-856-1384. Derek, as always, a pleasure to be here and to have these conversations with you. I look forward to our next visit.
It was great talking with you, Steve. And look forward to doing this again very soon.
We want to thank everybody for listening. We really do appreciate it. And we're going to come back next week. We'll have new topics and questions and more here on Financial Safari with Derek Hewitt.
Investment advisory services are offered through Foundations Investment Advisors, LLC, hereafter known as Foundations, an SEC-registered investment advisor. The content provided is intended for informational and educational purposes only. The views, statements, and opinions expressed herein are those of the individual speakers and not necessarily those of Foundations and its affiliates. The information contained herein does not constitute an offer to sell any securities or represent an express or implied opinion or endorsement of any specific investment, opportunity, offering, or issuer. Any discussion of performance or returns is not indicative of future results. Any discussions of specific strategies are for informational purposes only and have been provided to help determine whether they may be appropriate for your specific situation. If applicable, the primary goal in converting retirement assets into a Roth IRA is to reduce the future tax liability on the distributions you take in retirement or on the distributions of your beneficiaries. Each individual investor situation is different, and ideas provided may not be appropriate for your particular circumstances. Foundations only transacts business in states where it is properly registered or is excluded or exempted from registration requirements. Registration as an investment advisor is not an endorsement of the firm by securities regulators and does not mean the advisor has achieved a specific level of skill or ability. Nothing herein constitutes a recommendation that any security, portfolio of securities, or investment strategy is suitable for any person. No legal or tax advice is provided. Please review your retirement, tax, and legacy planning strategies with a legal or tax professional before transacting or implementing any strategy discussed herein. Any comments regarding safe and secure investments and guaranteed income streams refer only to fixed insurance products. They do not refer in any way to investment advisory products. Rates and guarantees provided by insurance products and annuities are subject to the financial strength of the issuing insurance company, not guaranteed by any bank or the FDIC. This is not endorsed or affiliated with the Social Security Administration, any federal Medicare program, or any U.S. government agency. If applicable, we do not offer every plan available in your area. Any information we provide is limited to those plans we do offer in your area. Please contact Medicare.gov or 1-800-MEDICARE to get information on all of your options. All rights reserved.